Okay, this is side two now. Like I said, the fire inspector came through yesterday at about 11, and he proceeded to tell me the wiring in this building is not adequate, and that, in other words, the wire should be insulated with coaxial cable or asbestos or something else. And of course they're not, and nothing's right in any of these billets, you know. So by lunchtime, I figured, let me get out of here. Because there was no heat, you know, when the power goes off, there's no heat, there's the clock stop, everything stops working. So I had lunch, and then I went over to RC1, because the power was off all day, and it's just too cold to stay in here when the power's off, you know. When I came back in the afternoon, late afternoon, the power was back on again. And then last night, for the first time in over 6 months, I think, I watched a movie. In fact, I didn't see the whole thing. It was called Blue Max. It was very good. It was a war picture with pilots during World War I. But it was a very long picture, and it got even longer because the fellows running the projection machines, I don't know if it was their fault or the tape or what, but the tape was breaking all the time. So this meant they had to stop and fix the tape, you know. But after about 2 hours of it, I started getting a headache, so I left. But I did enjoy what I saw of it. Plus the fact that these movies are shown in a small room. I mean, you know, it's our dining room. But I think you sit on top of the movies. And after a couple hours of that, boy, I started getting a headache. And I think it's because it's so close, you know. And the picture is very often it's out of focus. So I think this has a lot to do with it, you know. But the men here thoroughly enjoy the movies. We have movies 4 times a week, I think. But that was the first one I attempted to see in quite a while. What other news do I have? I did have a letter from Chocho. I guess back a few days, maybe a week ago. And she seems to be doing very well. According to that letter, her family still wasn't talking with her, which is unfortunate, but I wouldn't get upset about it. And it seems to be having a lot of commitments as far as going places and doing things, and this is good, you know. She's very busy. Of course, she's busy anyway with her routine of church and rehearsals and temple and what have you. But she hasn't had time to breathe, and she was saying she doesn't even have time to fix up her apartment, you know. But I think this is better in the long run, because you can always fix it up. I mean, you know, time will come, but right now it's important that she isn't sitting home brooding or anything. She says she feels very good about the move, and she realizes now that she should have done it many years ago. So that's very encouraging. I haven't responded to the letter. I haven't done that much writing or taping, but perhaps I'll get around to it. I don't know. Let's see, what other bits of news do I have for you? I think I barely mentioned this the last tape. They have this new ration card that came out about a week ago, and it limits the individual, and this includes the soldiers as well. It limits you to $40 a month under items under $10. In other words, like I went down Wednesday and I bought some hand cream, not the kind I wanted, but they're very scarce. It's very hard to get any kind of cream, but I picked up some cookies, just little things that I use, cigarettes, tissues, you know, things like that. Well, you can only own, I picked up some tapes. This is a problem because they don't have tapes, and I can only buy 6. These are 1,800-foot playing tapes, you know. They limit you to 6. Anything over $10, you have to have a letter of authorization. The reason they're doing this is they're trying Well, I guess one, cut down on overseas spending of Americans. But the big factor also is keeping some of these products off the Korean market. You know, there are a lot of Korean wives that buy up large quantities of limited items. And cosmetics are the biggest, I think. And then they sell them to the black market, you know, and they make quite a bit of money. We've had quite a few articles in the paper about it. So they're trying to cut down, just giving each individual $40 worth of small items per month. Well, that's fine unless you're in the stereo business like I am, because you buy a dozen tapes a month, which is, you know, more than I would buy. I mean, I don't have but about two dozen, maybe 30 tapes all totals that I've had since last year. But a dozen tapes runs over $30, so there's your allowance for the month. You know, it's very difficult. And so that, I don't know, now these letters of authorization, you used to be able to get them almost anywhere, like right in the PX. Now you can't do that. You have to get it from the unit commander. And it's clamping down quite a bit on buying of products. So I think it'll work out in the long run, because I'm sure I could get a letter of authorization for anything I needed. But you have to have it, you know, when you go down shopping, you spare the moment you want to buy something. Well, you can't. You have to first have the letter of authorization. And you don't always know what you want to buy, for the simple reason you don't know what they have. You go down there, you see it once, you know. If you don't buy it then, you may not see it again for another 6 months or more. So it makes it rather difficult when you're shopping. Plus the fact, you never know when you're going. I mean, you know, if transportation is running, well, that's the day you go. If you put it off, you may be disappointed again. But it's just a matter of getting used to it, I think, you know. Oh, well. Hardship tour, right? You know who I do owe a letter to is my Aunt Rose. She wrote a lovely letter that she put in with her Christmas card, and I never responded to it. In fact, I forgot about it. In fact, I probably have it somewhere. I saved some of the cards, people I wanted to, you know, write a note to, but I forgot about that. My mother mentioned it, and she thought perhaps I didn't get the letter because some mail was lost or something out of New York, but I did get the letter. I just didn't respond. Other than that, I don't have a lot of news for you. Things down the club are kind of dull. They're routine now, I think, you know. We don't have any big things going on. I hope we get our Korean floor shows this month. They have been canceled because of the curfew. But I think they should come through this month. And we have a Valentine's sweetheart contest that may not come off. We don't have too many entries. You know, we ask the fellas to submit a picture of their sweetheart, and then we'll judge the best-looking one and give a prize and that type of thing. We do have enough musical groups that come down the club because the headquarters, the division band is right here on this compound. And the club is small, so that if a group of fellas are playing, you know, you can't do too much else in the lounge area because the lounge just isn't that big. In fact, the whole club isn't that big. And we, of course, bingo and things like that we still have. But the heat hasn't been consistent down there, and neither has it been here, for that matter. So some nights it's pretty cold in the club, too, and the men have to keep their jackets on. And, of course, I've been screaming all winter about the heating system, the furnace, the boiler, and what have you. But they come and they tell me it's fixed, and it isn't fixed. So I'm sure that in the middle of summer, they'll come to fix the heating system. And the same thing with the electrical power. I'm sure we're overloading our circuits, but nobody has done a check on it yet. And it's funny because this compound has had two fires on it. One was over $45,000, and the other one was just a couple of $100s. And we're very fire conscious, but nobody seems to care about the service club. Oh, golly, fire is a bad word around here, you know. But it's because of the equipment that they use in these hooches. You know, we have space heaters, and electrical heaters are outlawed anymore. You can't have a portable electric heater. They're absolutely forbidden. But as this fire chief said, none of the wires are insulated. You know, most of the buildings are made out of plywood, so they go up like a matchbox, you know? What can you do? But I am very well. I feel fine. And I have just a little bit of a tickle of a cough left. But just a little bit. So I think I came out of the winter pretty good. Of course, it isn't over yet. We've got February and March to go. We've had practically no snow. We've had 3 or 4 snow flurries. But this is the way it was last year, and it's very, very mild as far as snow. Cold weather, yes. We have had zero temperatures right along. The last week or so, they have been a little bit higher, you know, like 8, 9, 10. But, and with the heating system on this compound, it gets pretty cold. But, you just adjust to it, so it's no big problem. What else? I hope things are well with you, Duchess. I know that you're coming along better health-wise, according to your last note, anyway. And your bowling's coming along, and things like that. Tell everyone I said hello. If you get, don't make it a big project, you know, about calling all these people, because it's not that important. But, and I had a note from Faith. Right, just a little note. And things seem to be well with them. Again, I did not respond to the note yet, but perhaps I will. And just tell them I'm well, you know, anything exciting comes up, I'll let you know. but don't worry about it. What else? Give my best to Don. And again, I'll write to him one of these days. Oh, I'm such a liar at times, I tell you. I do know something I almost forgot to tell you. We have a new XO for this compound. It's Colonel Copular. He went from major to colonel, and Robbie has been without an XO for a couple of months. So he's coming down. Well, he came down the other day. And so it's another colonel.